In the first session, I looked at the Antichrist spirit behind the Muslim religion. In the second session, Michael has looked at the Antichrist spirit behind the United Nations. United Nations against God, that's what they're trying to do when they're not following Jesus Christ. So, in one sense, the devil has many faces, but it's the same devil who's trying to stop people from being saved. So we have to know the truth of God, know that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and stand upon the word of God, not compromising with false religion, not compromising with false peace. False peace. Now, in this last session, I'll only be speaking very briefly, and then I'll hand over to Michael, and he can lead a question and answers time. So any questions in your hearts that's come from today, we will seek to answer them. But first of all, I just want to share something about a warning to beware of false Christs and false date predictions in the return of Christ. Being aware of false Christs and false date predictions. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 to 9. The words of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 to 9. Jesus replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is powerful. Lord, your word is truth, and it stands throughout the ages, stands this day, to lead us closer to you, to stand against deception, to stand against the ways that the devil is seeking to stop people from entering your kingdom. Lord, we're so thankful for our salvation. We want to save other people. We want to tell them the truth, and we want to stand against deception in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There's some interesting points from these words of Jesus. First of all, he says, "Watch out." Watch out, be careful that you are not deceived. Make sure that you are not deceived. You know, the devil wants to take your crown. The devil wants to take your rewards. The devil wants to lead you astray. Watch out. And then Jesus says that many will come in his name. They will come in the name of Jesus, saying, "I am he. I am Jesus. I am the second coming." And there's different various ways that that can happen. They also come saying, "Well, the time is near." They'll make date predictions. False date predictions. And Jesus says, do not follow them. So it's a very clear warning to his church. Do not follow the false prophets. But the difficulty is people are not recognizing them as false prophets. People are recognizing them as men of God. They're taking them as true prophets. Then when you hear of the wars, revolutions, do not be frightened. Jesus says, do not be frightened in the last days. Do not be frightened by the book of Revelation. Some Christians are too afraid to read it, but you need to read it. You need to understand it. We don't walk by fear in the last days. We walk by faith. Jesus says these things must happen first, but the ends will not come right away. That's a very important statement from Jesus. The ends will not come right away. So the things that Jesus has predicted in prophecy have to be fulfilled before Jesus comes. Often because people don't know the amount of prophecies and significant things that are predicted, they're easily believing, well, everything has to finish tomorrow. Basically, the end of the world's going to happen right away. But Jesus says, no, not right away. There are certain things that have to happen. I believe the biggest truth that people need to understand is the truth about the second coming. If you know the glory of Jesus, if you know the power of Jesus, then you're not going to be deceived by a false Christ. So it's understanding certain facts about the true coming of Christ keeps you on the right path. And I'll mention some of these soon. But first of all, I just want to mention one false Christ that I saw on the television last year. And he's just an example. There's so many that people who pop up like this. And it's always sad that who would follow him? Who would be deceived? But the sad truth is people do follow these false Christs. And I'm just going to mention one who comes from Australia. He's not having a big following. He's only having a small following. But somebody's donated to him a huge property of land. You know, so someone's given him lots of money. How sad that people are deceived. Instead of putting their money towards good things, they put it towards false prophets. His name is Alan John Miller. How does he become so deluded to think that he is Jesus? Well, he was a property developer. He was married with two children. He was a senior member of the Jehovah's Witness cult, which also has false teachings about the end times and related to promoting themselves. But he had to step down from his position in the Jehovah's Witnesses because he left his wife for a younger woman called Karen. What I noticed is that when people fall into sexual immorality, they can easily be twisted in their concepts of truth and receive a false spirit. It happened with Muhammad. He received the false spirit and he went deeply into immorality. Happened with Joseph Smith, who founded the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons. He received the false spirit because of his immoral life, and he practiced polygamy, living a moral life. So that's why when a church leader falls into adultery, falls into sin, yes, they can be restored, but they need to be restored properly. If they're not restored properly and they're just left in that position, and you've got a pastor who's maybe still doing adultery behind the scenes, there will always be a false message and a false spirit coming through their preaching. So we have to be wise in restoring fallen Christians, but also wise in rebuking fallen Christians. And be aware of the deception that can come when people are not living holy lives. Yes, if a person truly humbles themselves and repents and brokenhearted and goes through the true restoration process, they can be restored. But when there's a compromise with immorality, many churches these days, they're not removing leaders when they're living immoral lives. They're compromising with it. That's terrible. He then met another woman called Mary Luck. And he gave her a word from God that your name is not really Mary Luck. Your name is really Mary Magdalene. And you were actually Mary Magdalene in a former life. And this woman believed him. Now he got this Mary Luck. He married her. And she still believes today that she's Mary Magdalene. So I always think, you know, how are these people going to stand before God on the day of judgment? How are all these people who think that they're Jesus when they have to stand before the true Jesus? It's like, you thought you were Jesus? You know, that is a major demon. Major demon. Now here's a quick test to see if the person is really Jesus. If they're the real thing, if they're the real second coming of Jesus Christ, these are some questions for them. If you are Jesus, did you light up the whole sky like lightning from one end to the other when you came back? Has every eye seen you when you come back? Did you descend from heaven on the clouds with all the angels when you came back? Have you destroyed the Antichrist with the breath of your mouth? Have you manifested the glory of God so that every knee bows and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord? Are you ruling the nations with an iron scepter from Jerusalem? Have you punished the wicked? Has the devil been cast into the abyss? Of course, these are various things that the Bible says will take place when Jesus Christ comes back. So if you're the true Jesus, have you done all these things? Of course, a false Jesus has not done these things. So why is it that Christians or nominal believers or even unbelievers or people who have a mixture of religion suddenly follow some silly person who has no glory, no power? He has nothing but a spirit of deception. And it must be that they're not understanding the true power and glory of Jesus Christ and his second coming. So maybe it's because we as Christians, as the church, had failed to preach the true significance of the second coming of Jesus Christ. If people knew the truth, they wouldn't be deceived by a counterfeit. And I know even today, many churches are not preaching the truth about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And why is it? It's because Jesus is coming to punish the wicked. And many churches today don't want that hard message. They want an easy grace or a prosperity message. They don't want to uphold the reality of God's righteous justice and judgment. So there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. But I think if the true fear of God was in the church, the true fear of God, of the magnificence of the glory of Christ's second coming, the world would not be deceived by these counterfeits. Jesus spoke through Enoch, and Enoch was one of the early prophets. And this is thousands of years ago. But this is what Enoch's message was. It was, see, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude 14 to 15. That's the reality of the second coming. Jesus is coming to convict all these false Christs, all these unbelievers, all these powerful kings and United Nations leaders who are blind and spiritually deaf. He's coming to convict them of every word they have spoken against him. And unfortunately, there are today churches that are not willing to uphold this kind of judgment, the reality of Jesus Christ coming to judge the world. So that's a deception that we have to be aware of. And they can be good in preaching other truths. So I'm not saying everything is bad about them. They can have good teaching. But when we're fighting against the deception of the last days, our eyes have to be focused upon the true second coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is coming in his power to judge, to convict, to destroy the wicked. So that is harsh, it's reality, it's fearful. Unbelievers need to shake and tremble so that they cry out to be saved, but they need to realize it in their hearts now so they make peace with God, so they make sure of their salvation. So who's warning them? We have to warn them, like John the Baptist, even if it costs us our head. Okay, now coming to false date predictions. I don't know why, but it seems to be a desire of people to know the exact day. So that can lead to a temptation of following a false prophet because he has the secret knowledge. I have the secret knowledge of the day when Jesus comes back. And he will use that to draw people after him, after his cult or after his deception. You know, so it's like a twist. I've got this power because I know God's told me when Jesus is coming back. So don't be deceived by that. And I've also seen good Christians make false date predictions. So it must be a temptation of the sinful nature pulling upon us. Oh yes, God's revealed it to me when Jesus is coming back. One time I saw in the newspaper, it was a big advertisement. This was in the early 1990s, saying Jesus has returned. write to us and we will send you the photo. So I wrote to them to get the photo of the return of Jesus Christ, and I've still got the photo. They sent it to me, and it was like a tan-skinned person wearing this white shawl, and they were claiming he appeared in a meeting, he healed a few people, and he disappeared. I don't know if he was Arab or Afghanistan or Pakistan or wherever it was, but it was 100% false Jesus. And I was just thinking, how can people do this? But there is a mixture. It comes in also when people try to mix false religions, producing false Christs. I'll just go back to the false Christs thing again. When I went to one meeting for Sai Baba, he's dead now, but he was basically a false Hindu guru type spiritual deceiver. Now, these were Westerners who had been deceived by this man. And in the meeting, they had a big picture of Sai Baba on one side, and on the other side, they had a big picture of Jesus. You know how they want to mix them together? It's a bit like what Michael's saying with the United Nations, trying to mix all the religions. So it's trying to look good by using Jesus, using the name of Jesus to deceive people. So anyway, we have to realize that making date predictions and that kind of thing, that is disobedience to God's word. Acts chapter 1 verse 7, when the disciples asked Jesus, when would the kingdom come and when are we going to have the kingdom and all that kind of stuff, Jesus said to them, it's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. So he's really saying to them, yes, it's going to happen. God has decided, he's chosen, God knows the time, but it's not for you to know everything. Not for you to know times and dates. So we can have a rough understanding of prophecy, it gives us wisdom, it gives us revelation, but we're not to know the exact day. Jesus Christ himself said this, that I do not know the exact day when he was on earth. That's because he became a man. As a man, he did not know everything unless God the Father revealed it to him. And God the Father's will was not to reveal it to Jesus. So do you think you're greater than Jesus, that God's going to reveal it to you but not to Jesus the day that he returns? So it's got to be a pride thing when people think they know the day that Jesus returns. Some people think, well, God showed me through the book of Daniel. God has shown me through the Bible timelines. Or God has shown me through the book of Revelation, the day when Jesus has returned. But the Bible timelines aren't for that purpose, neither was the book of Revelation. Jesus knew the book of Daniel. Jesus knew all the prophecies in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel does not reveal the date when Jesus Christ returns. The apostles, they had the book of Daniel, but they did not know the day when Jesus Christ returns. So realize that when a person is saying that they know the day that Jesus returns, it's because of pride. And they might be a good Christian, they might be saved, they might love Jesus, but there's still an area of spiritual pride in their life, which is making them, maybe they've got other motives for why they're preaching. And so I've seen even some good evangelists, and they're true evangelists, they've led people to the Lord, but they've fallen into this error of making date predictions. So I think it's very dangerous if you suddenly are in a church that your church has the special revelation of when Jesus is going to come back. So that's just a side warning. When you know the true glory and power of Jesus Christ, we will not be deceived by these kind of things. So it's such a big area, but that's, I just want to leave it there now so we have some time for questions. But let's pray. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just giving us wisdom. Give us wisdom about the end times, because we don't know everything. We can't answer every question. And sometimes we have to discern what is just our own opinion. And Lord, it might be our opinion today, and then we might get more knowledge, we might get more revelation from the Bible and get a better understanding. So we don't want to be 100% say that we know everything about the book of Revelation, because we don't. We're just seeking you, Lord Jesus. So we ask you, Jesus, let us fix our eyes on your glory. Lord, we will proclaim that you are the only way to heaven. You are the only Savior. Other religions are false. Other religions are in deception. The devil has attacked the church and Christianity, but how much more has the devil attacked these false religions and built them up to be taking souls to hell? So, Lord, we just call upon you, Lord. Let the spirit of revelation, truth, be upon us. We want to have a heart that wants to know the truth. And Jesus, you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. And we say, Lord Jesus, just give us more wisdom on these things. Lead us into more and more truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.